This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Biden is looking at hurricane damage today. We have the story.
Plane crash remembered on the WSU campus. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County homicide case backlog continues to drop. Hear how much of a change has taken place in 2024 coming up.
President Biden returns to disaster zones today for another look at destruction left by Hurricane Helene.
A day after viewing the fury of Helene by air over North and South Carolina.
You can see homes that have moved from clearly from one side of the river down the river to another side of the river.
President Biden travels today to Georgia and Florida.
In a moment like this, we put politics aside. At least we should put it all aside, and we have here. There are no Democrats or Republicans, only Americans.
The president says 1,000 active-duty soldiers have been deployed, helping deliver food and medicine to cut-off communities. Rebuilding will take a long time, he says, at a cost of billions of dollars. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There was a gathering yesterday morning at Wichita State University remembering the lives lost in the 1970 football plane crash in Colorado. 31 people died when one of two airplanes that were carrying members of the football team and boosters crashed into a mountainside. Nancy Grooms Rawls and her brother lost both of their parents in the crash.
We were so lucky to have parents that we had and what they gave us and left with us. And it has kept us going, and we hope we bring what they left to us in our lives and the lives of others. So we're grateful, so grateful.
WSU has a scholarship available dedicated to those who lost their lives in the crash.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty says the number of homicide cases in the county that are awaiting trial is the lowest since pre-COVID.
The pandemic caused a backlog in the county court system. In 2021, 126 homicide cases were awaiting trial. That number didn't drop much in 2022 and 2023, when it was 124 and 108, respectively. But the number dropped further this year, from 95 cases in January to 81 in August to 75 right now. Beatty commended D.A. Mark Bennett and his office, the sheriff, along with the court system, in resolving the issue.
That's an alarming number, but there is progress being made in moving these cases through our court system. And I think that we need to give some credit where credit is due for that.
Despite the drop, Beatty says having 75 homicide cases awaiting trial is still jarring. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Tens of thousands of dock workers walked off the job Tuesday, a strike that has shut down all major dockyards on the East and Gulf Coasts. Fox's Brooke Taylor with more from the Port of Houston.
With negotiations stalled, dock workers are not letting up on the picket line.
Make a deal!
The port strike is costing the economy up to $4.5 billion a day, according to economists. 36 major U.S. ports stretching from Maine to Texas are currently shut down. And because of this, many of the cargo ships that usually deliver goods to East Coast and Gulf Coast ports are now stuck offshore. The National Association of Wholesaler Distributors, along with 300 other trade groups, are calling on President Biden to take action.
President Biden could invoke a law from 1947, the Taft-Hartley Act, to suspend the strike, but the president has said that he will not intervene in this strike.
Several Kansas universities are experiencing increased enrollment this fall. Wichita State and the University of Kansas are both setting records. WSU says 23,800 students have enrolled, which is the largest number recorded. KU says nearly 31,000 students has surpassed the previous record set in 2008 for the university in Lawrence. They also now have the largest freshman class. K-State saw a 2.8% increase overall, and their freshman class is the largest in the last 6 years. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Vaccination rates are slipping in young children. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. An equipment failure caused an internet outage affecting the Kansas Turnpike Wednesday. This left customers unable to access the Drive KS website or pay tolls online. Officials say the problem will be taken care of once the internet provider makes repairs.
Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has taken immediate action, imposing a wide-ranging gun law.
The new law bans untraceable ghost guns, makes illegal weapons attachments such as bump stocks and trigger switches that allow rapid fire, and mandates live fire training for those seeking a gun license. The law was passed in July and set to take effect later this month. Governor Healey invoked an emergency preamble to thwart gun rights groups gathering signatures that could have stopped the law before its October 23rd start date. The law will also not allow people who aren't cops to carry guns in schools, and it expands red flag provisions, letting courts be alerted to someone whose gun should be taken away. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Fox Business's Jerry Willis has details on the financial strain a breast cancer diagnosis can cause.
New research showing that the financial burden of breast cancer is not only creating economic hardship, but also resulting in worse outcomes for those in treatment. 3 in 5 people who are diagnosed with cancer are faced with financial hardships like taking unpaid leave, losing health insurance, or losing a job. Even simple things like traveling for treatment can make care unaffordable. Bottom line, doing what you can to make sure your wallet isn't devastated by cancer means getting screened. Treatment costs increase with the severity of the diagnosis.
The American Cancer Society reports breast cancer-related deaths are decreasing, while diagnoses are on the rise.
Vaccination rates are slipping among youngsters.
The percentage of kindergarten children receiving their vaccination requirements dipped to just under 93%. That's according to federal data posted this week. The number represents a drop from the previous 2 years and a more than 2% drop from pre-COVID numbers. The data also shows the number of children with exemptions from the vaccination requirements rose for the 2023-2024 school year. Overall, the data translates to about 80,000 kindergartners not receiving the mandated vaccines for viral infections such as measles, mumps, rubella, and others. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras at the moment here in the Wichita area, the traffic volumes are getting just a little bit thinner with one big exception, and that's that road construction northbound on I-135. Back up goes way back past Harry all the way up to where that lane restriction is there at 8th and 9th Street. Some really heavy traffic right now. You might want to avoid that area if you can. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Another cold front is on the way, not quite moving through before we hit our afternoon high, which is going to be pretty hot out there for this time of year, getting all the way up to 92 degrees. Expecting more sunshine today, too, with a south breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And now we have a clear sky, 58 degrees, south wind at 7 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Go enjoy that new patio at The Monarch. Patio ready and waiting for you and your friends, and the weather's going to be just right this afternoon to go and enjoy the patio at The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS and 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. The third day of October, and I've got something going on this afternoon, Ted. I want to share with you and the listeners, and that is I'm going to a wake this afternoon for a friend of mine who died a couple of weeks ago, a classmate at Wichita West High School. Rick Smethers passed away, and Rick was a Navy SEAL commander, 26 years in Naval Special Forces. Served all over the world, and he was actually buried. There were services at Arlington National Cemetery the other day, but most of us couldn't go, classmates. So they're going to have a wake here in town at this afternoon later, And those of us who knew Rick and grew up with him, we'll hoist a little glass and pay tribute to the guy. He was quite a guy. 6'4", kickboxer, warrior, very quiet, very reserved. You wouldn't know it. Don't challenge him. Wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. That's something personal going on. What's going on in your life? Anything you want to share with
us? Wait a minute. You gave us all this big buildup about this Powder Puff football game yesterday.
I know.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Didn't hear diddly. Well, they didn't start till 7 o'clock last night and last evening, and Shelly and I didn't go, and I was hoping to get an update this morning from my daughter or somebody. She said she was going to take some pictures and put them on Facebook, and I haven't heard a thing. So I've got twin granddaughters who go to Carroll, and it was just I don't know if it was juniors against the seniors or was it just cheerleaders or who was involved, but they were going to play some Powder Puff football. And I thought my granddaughters would do well, but I'd like to know. But my daughter apparently has decided not to. Maybe they just stunk or something. I hope so. I hope not. That'd be embarrassing for our little family here. What's going on with you? Anything happening as far as the drama beat? Anything like that? I know you've been doing a lot of PA work and MC work.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing these days. Now the school's in session, I'm just doing a lot of public address work for the Shockers.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm doing these for the next few months.
You've been doing the volleyball. It's October already.
Yeah.
We'll have a men's
basketball game before October's over.
Coming up
in a few weeks.
Do the Shockers, they have one of those big nights where...
Yeah, they do.
Like an open house type thing?
It's called Shocker Madness.
Shocker Madness, yeah. And that'll be sometime.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
It might be this Saturday. I better make sure I'm on top of it.
We got to get a ticket.
It's Saturday the 5th. It's Saturday evening.
What's involved in that?
I need to.
You'll be there.
Obviously,
you'll be doing the PA.
Now I better figure it out. Yeah, I'll be there. Oh, they have the big hoopla, and they introduce the rosters for both the men's and women's basketball teams.
Yeah.
Get fans all pumped up for the season to come.
All right.
And they usually play a little scrimmage. They scrimmage against each other, and there's usually a 3-point contest. Sometimes there's a dunk contest.
Kind of a pep rally, but
yeah, it's pretty much a big basketball showcase.
Yeah, very good. That's coming up this weekend.
That's a Saturday evening.
All right, Shocker basketball. Very good. 8:17 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for sports, right? Ted Woodward.
Yeah, sure.
I missed something at 7:35. I had somebody scheduled there, and I missed that. So, I was hoping they'd be here. But anyway, I'm not doing well today with the schedule.
Well, then we just push on.
Do what we do.
Exactly.
Go ahead, sir. Yeah.
We had the Major League Baseball playoffs, of course, underway. Opening round. That's 2 out of 3 series. The Kansas City Royals in Baltimore taking on the Orioles. The Royals won game one. Close, 1-0. And yesterday afternoon was pretty much the same deal. Extremely low-scoring game. Every at-bat, every run at a huge premium. The Royals had a 2-1 lead in this one, going into the bottom of the 9th inning, trying to hold on and finish off the Orioles. Denny Matthews with the call on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Brings the count down to 1-2, and a swing and a miss, and the Royals are going to advance. So Arceg again gets the job done. The Royals pitching staff just brilliant in the two games. And the guys congratulating one another in the center of the diamond here at Camden Yards. So congratulations all the way around. The coaches shaking hands, the players making a rather orderly little congratulation line as they cross over the pitcher's mound, and the Baltimore Orioles have been vanquished.
So are the Royals going to the ALCS now?
No, that's still another round away.
Really?
Yeah. We're down to the final four in each league now. If the Royals beat the Yankees, they'll play for the pennant.
ALCS.
Yeah.
If they win that, they can go to the World Series.
And if they win that, they go to the World Series. Still got three more rounds of the playoffs to go. But the Royals have advanced out of the opening round after beating the Orioles 2-1. Guess who drove in the game-winning run? Same guy drove in the game-winning run in game one.
The Witt man.
Shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr., the top batting average guy in the major leagues. He spoke after the game with the Major League Baseball Network.
How difficult is it for you to go out and after you finish the season, you know, struggling in September, all of a sudden you just turn the page? How difficult is it to do that?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to our motto. It's just one day at a time and just focus on today. And so that's what we do. And if it's a bad game, we move on. And so what? Next pitch. And so we just really got to have that mentality throughout this postseason and just keep doing it day by day.
It sure helps to have that guy in the lineup, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, the Royals sweep Baltimore 2-0. Next up for the Royals, they advance into the next round of the playoffs to face the top seed, the New York Yankees. That'll be a best of five starting on Saturday evening. The Royals will get at least one game in Kauffman Stadium. Coming up next week, I think it's on Wednesday, will be game three of that series, so they'll finally get to play a home playoff game coming up next week. So it'll be the Royals and the Yankees in a best of five in the next round of the playoffs. And we have a pro football. We're getting ready for week five in the NFL. First month is done. Now we begin another month. It's Thursday night football. The Atlanta Falcons are hosting the first place Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a record of 3-1. Vegas has the Atlanta Falcons as the favorite in this game by 2 points on home turf. These are two of the top six teams in the NFC right now. Thursday night football. Listen to that one at 6:30 tonight. It's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH for Thursday night football tonight. All right, let's take a look at JUCO women's volleyball. The number one ranked team in the nation is Cowley College. Undefeated national champs last year, and they keep winning this year. Cowley with a sweep on the road at Neosho County, 3-0. Cowley volleyball team has won 59 straight matches. They are 18-0 this season, ranked number one in the nation. JUCO men's soccer. Cowley College is ranked in the top five. They got a win at home yesterday, beat Garden City 3-2. The Cowley men's soccer team, 6-0-1. In conference play, undefeated in conference play, they are ranked number four in the nation. The Newman men's soccer team is home tonight. Good match. Newman hosting Northeastern State. Both teams are off to undefeated starts in the conference. The Newman men's soccer team, 3-1 on home turf so far this season. That game will be at 7 o'clock tonight on the west side. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, KNSS time is 8:21, and keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean alleges misuse of disaster money. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
P87 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Steve at 10 in the morning, 8:27 now, and hey, we're just not too far away from the blur coming up. Entertainment news with Steve at 10. What's on the blur today, Ted?
This could be a blue ribbon edition of the blur. We've got a Western, an underdog, someone in charge, desperation, a psycho, and drama from the Golden Bachelorette last night. Sorts of interesting audio coming up in just a few minutes. Entertainment news in the blur.
Three big things. Three. President Biden touring destruction after Hurricane Helene.
Two.
Textron, Boeing, and port strikes continue.
One.
1970 football plane crash remembered at Wichita State University. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We still have slow-moving traffic northbound on I-135 through that lane closure and road construction there, northbound north of Kellogg from there to about the 8th and 9th Street exits. However, things are looking better on the roadways as those traffic volumes are thinning, with one exception, eastbound K-96. Daytime work there has started. Eastbound on K-96 right around Hoover Road, headed towards Wichita on K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 94 degrees. Now clear, 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Strikes in the aviation industry have caused a Wichita company to furlough 20% of its employees. That story and more news on the half hour, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this Thursday morning. 58 degrees. President Biden and Vice President Harris visited North Carolina and Georgia after Hurricane Helene devastated areas of both states last week. Fox's Chandley Painter has more.
Several days after Hurricane Helene made landfall, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris made separate visits to storm-ravaged areas. Biden on the ground in the Carolinas while Harris made a stop in Georgia. Harris seemingly responding to criticism surrounding the timeliness of their visits to the Southeast after former President Trump attacked the Biden-Harris administration's response as he delivered trucks of relief aid in Georgia Monday. Harris is also facing some backlash for still avoiding reporter questions amid not only historic storm destruction, but also massive escalations in the Middle East and a port strike threatening economic chaos.
Hurricane Helene is the second deadliest hurricane in the U.S. in the last 55 years, Hurricane Katrina being the first in 2005. The president will be in Georgia today, and the vice president will be in North Carolina in the coming days.
Strikes in the aviation industry causing a Wichita company to furlough 20% of its employees. Cox Machine, which manufactures parts for several companies, including Textron and Boeing. The company says about 56 employees in Wichita and Harper have been placed on furlough. They expect the workers to return when the industry conditions improve.
Dozens of people linked to a Los Angeles area white supremacist gang are nabbed in a federal drug and weapons trafficking investigation.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is touting the arrest, saying the group has been dealt a decisive blow. The gang is said to be linked to the Aryan Brotherhood. 68 members of the gang have been charged. Federal prosecutors call the SFV Peckerwoods a violent street gang. The Aryan Brotherhood is California's dominant prison-based white supremacist gang. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
More than 5,500 National Guard members from several states have rescued hundreds of people and cleared roads across the Southeast in the wake of Hurricane Helene.
Guardsmen mobilized in Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia, with help from the Maryland, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and Connecticut Guard. Using helicopters, high water vehicles, and boats, Guard members were rescuing people stranded by flooding from the massive storm that made landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida. Major Mike Wilcoxon with the Connecticut National Guard says they were prepared.
We sent one CH-47 Chinook helicopter along with five soldiers to go down.
Guardsmen also cleared down trees and debris from roads, patrolling hard-hit areas, and distributed food and water. Major Wilcoxon adds that they train for situations like this.
This is something that we look forward to doing. We look forward to helping the states in any way we can, when we can.
More than 370 South Carolina Guardsmen cleared roads with chainsaw teams and supported local emergency operation centers. In Tennessee, Guardsmen in seven UH-60 helicopters conducted search and rescue missions and assessed damage from the air, rescuing 54 people stranded by flooding. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stephen's in the morning, KNSS 851 here on Thursday morning. Three big things. 1970 football plane crash remembered at Wichita State University.
Two.
Textron, Boeing, and port strikes continue.
One.
President Biden is touring destruction after Hurricane Helene. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
You can see on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, daytime road construction really slowing things down right now. Eastbound on K96, the backup starts all the way back at Ridge Road, and the slowdown goes all the way to I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today. We're going to see a high of 94 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 59. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 83 degrees. Now a clear sky. South wind at 7 miles per hour. 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On Wall Street right now, trading is going on. The Dow is down 348 points. S&P is down 18 points. NASDAQ is down by about 8 points.
Local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Amid an ongoing Textron Aviation machinist strike, the company is making another pivot on its plans surrounding this year's National Business Aviation Association convention and exhibition in Las Vegas. After announcing last week it would not attend the prominent annual industry convention, starting in 2.5 weeks, well, Textron has now changed course. Textron Aviation's display is going to include the flagship Cessna Citation Longitude business jet, the Cessna Citation Latitude, and some other Cessna models. It will also have mock-ups, including the Cessna Citation Ascend and the Cessna CJ3 Gen 2.
Cox Machine, Wichita's third largest aviation subcontractor, confirmed yesterday that it will furlough a portion of its local workforce. Company President Jason Cox said via email that the company will furlough roughly 56 employees, temporarily reducing its workforce by roughly 20%. He added that the decision comes as a result of multiple strikes affecting our industry. Around 33,000 machinists at Boeing have been on strike for nearly 3 weeks now on the West Coast, resulting in a hiring freeze and strike for nearly 3 weeks and furloughs for thousands of corporate executives, staff, and managers to cut costs. Spirit AeroSystems, of course, Wichita's largest employer, one of Boeing's primary suppliers. And that's business news, local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. All right, Ted, here we are on Thursday. We've got Fridays coming up tomorrow. Mitch Holdus is going to be on with us tomorrow.
Well, live in the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah, preview 8:00. Monday night's Chiefs game.
Yeah, what else we got on? Oh, okay. At any rate, we'll be here tomorrow to bring you up to date on all the news, weather, sports, and so forth. As we head into the weekend, it's going to be one of those weekends where I think I'm going to have to get the lawnmower out and
first
do a little
weekend of October.
Do a little trimming.
It's going to be super hot on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to get out early. Get out before it gets hot. Beat the heat. All right, see, today's National Boyfriend Day. I don't know. Most of us, or many of us, have been a boyfriend of some sort at one time or another. And it's quite a burden there. There's quite a lot of pressure on a young boy if he's a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? I mean,
Age, I've been a boyfriend. I get jilted.
You got to know how to act and what to do. And what about
I'm not very good at that, or I wouldn't be single.
Well, what about when you meet the parents? Have you ever done that when you were younger?
I have met the parents, yeah. That didn't go well for me either, as you can tell.
Yeah. Some parents are cool. Others, you know, the dad looks at you and it's like, I'm going to get out of here. This looks bad. But, it's boyfriend day. And if you got a boyfriend or you are a boyfriend, celebrate however you think see fit. All right. That's all for Steve and Ted today. Coming up, we got the Glenn Beck program, as always, here on KNSS. They're going to be looking at that dock workers strike and some of the ramifications there on Glenn Beck. Top of the hour news this morning, President Biden touring Helene Destruction. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, The Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.